thatfree.com. This message from First Conservative Baptist Church. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church.
If there's anybody here who's found in faith, anybody here who knows he's able, say amen. If there's anybody here who's seen his power, anybody here brought through the fire, say amen.
Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, the voices that you just enjoyed for a moment or two, Redemption Trio, they will be in concert with us on June the 30th, 10 o'clock in the morning, June the 30th, that Sunday. We'll be celebrating Independence Day. We'll have Redemption Trio in concert with us. We'll have a pulpit message that will be challenging to our hearts and lives for Independence Day. And then we'll have a wonderful barbecue luncheon. That barbecue luncheon will be celebrated here at the church. We look forward to having you join us. First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. That's First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Looking forward to having you worship with us on June 30th at 10 o'clock. Redemption Trio will be in concert. We'll celebrate Independence Day. There's a small cover charge for the barbecue lunch, but the doors are open. You're welcome to come. Delighted to have you join with us for the concert, for the message. Looking forward to celebrating Independence Day with you, our listeners today. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you in advance for being with us on that day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline found in the local newspaper. It says, new anti-hate bill proposes increased penalties. I'll read you a paragraph. A new hate crime bill has been introduced to the Jacksonville City Council proposing increased fines and increased penalties. It was introduced at the end of April by City Council member Jimmy Peluso, District 7, co-sponsored by council members Reggie Gaffney Jr., Tanya Clark Murray, Jacoby Pittman, Raheem Johnson, and Matt Carlucci, Districts 8, 9, 10, and 14, and at large group 4, respectively, this writer says. The bill 2024-0334, listen to this, proposes strengthening punishment for violators of certain city ordinances, if those ordinances are found to be committed, listen, if they're found to be committed with the purpose of expressing or attempting to promote animosity, hostility, or malice against person or persons, or against property, or against a person or persons because of their race, color, religion, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, marital status, national origin, age, or disability, and could triple the resulting fines and penalties. The ordinance in a question pertains to noise violation, unlawful signage, include snipped signs and projections littering or disrupting of public order. And City Councilman Terrence Freeman, says this new legislation proposal by the City Councilman Peluso is government overreach and would create unintended consequences. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill is designed to call it hate speech if we as Christians, conservatives, patriots, churches, religious organizations say anything that God's word says about the sodomite lifestyle, better known as the ones that are gender fluid, those that in some way somehow think that they can be transitioned from a male to a female, those that are in the position of having gender dysphoria, sexual orientation. You realize, ladies and gentlemen, they're supposed to be, according to that goofy group, supposed to be 157 different sexes or genders. Gender identity, where a man can say, I feel feminine today, going to the women's bathrooms, locker rooms, and shower rooms. National marital status, they're talking about, if you have two men married or two women married, it's the sodomite marriages that it's designed to protect. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. It would squelch the public profession of what the Word of God says. It would squelch the public proclamation of the Scripture. That sin is sin. God says that the sodomites going to burn in hell unless they repent. And I hope if there's any of them listening today, they'll recognize that. Repentance is required to go to heaven. You can't go to heaven because you say God's love and everybody we love is from God. That's horse feathers. If I can say that. We have Raymond Johnson on the line with us today. We're talking about this bill. Raymond?
Yes.
What do you see as the end result if this bill passes? Let me give you a little tidbit of thought and let you go from there. Looking at the headlines, three teenagers are arrested for leaving scooter skid marks on a painted Pride intersection. It's dated June 8, 2024. Three teenagers have been arrested after they allegedly vandalized a Pride flag painted on an intersection in Spokane, Washington, and they simply left skid marks from their scooter on that rainbow flag. Police received a 911 call about the multiple persons on scooters causing damage to the newly painted Pride mural. End quote. They were arrested, put in handcuffs, and taken to jail. Teenagers, as a result of that. Now, I use that, Raymond, because that was Spokane, Washington. Mm-hmm. They're Looney Tunes out there anyway. But
right.
It's because they have similar legislation that they're wanting to pass now. Picture in Jacksonville, Florida, with the new liberal woke mayor. If they decide they're going to have some of our intersections painted for Pride Month, if they're going to paint them with the sodomite rainbow flag, if they put that there and somebody goes through and puts on brakes, if they spin their wheel, or if it's marred, and some nosy, do-good-for-nothing neighbor, one that witnesses it, calls in and reports, and it's going to be called hate crime, it'll be called crime against the sodomites, is that possible in Duval County? Is that possible with this new legislation?
Well, absolutely. Can you hear me clearly, Dr. Youngblood?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I've got a new little plug-in on my phone here where I got a headset. let me be funny a minute. I saw a Facebook meme that showed one of those instances. There's been several similar instances that you just referred to across the country where they specifically had the Pride flag painted on the streets. And there was a Facebook photo that showed a Bubba pickup truck that had messed up, spun around and put all the black marks on the pavement, and the Facebook meme said, not all heroes wear capes. So, if y'all could think about that. But no, seriously, absolutely, that is the goal. Listen, Jimmy Peluso, the councilman, is a radical homosexual, and he intends on following pursuit of the rest of the liberal states and cities, and as a matter of fact, in Canada and Europe, this is what they use. They're always years ahead of us. It's already illegal, and pastors are arrested if they preach the Bible, if they violate and preach what the Bible says about the sin of homosexuality. So that's what he wants. Don't be fooled. This is exactly what Jimmy Peluso wants, to legally silence any Christian or conservative opposition, spoken or acted opposition to their perverse lifestyle. That's what they want. They want to shut you up and jail you. So, no, the reality, getting into detail, I'll use an example that I've used, and former Councilman Robin Lum, who has emailed council, and he's leading the Duval Republican Assembly, his email to council brought this out. And his point is a real point of concern for me and my own church, and here's why. In October, we're having a 75th anniversary at our church, at Marietta Church of God. And so we're going to plan a tent revival. So at that tent revival, okay, under this law, because the way they've written it with the sound ordinance, if we're in a backfield having tent revival and the preacher happens to take a microphone, which obviously we use microphones, right? So if you have projected sound, anything other than regular conversation, any amplification, and you preach the gospel about the sin of homosexuality or same-sex attraction, whatever, and someone on the sidewalk a block away, or at there's a store and a couple little stores there across the street, it's a good amount away, but with an amplification system you would hear it. So if somebody's walking down the street or outside and they hear the gospel preached and they hear words opposing homosexuality, okay, they can then go file the complaint with the city or call JSO, whatever, and it would be determined that, well, that was malice and hateful towards his sexuality and his preferred lifestyle. And so this bill, unlike the HRO of February that passed February 2017, they tried to put in legal teeth to it then, and a Republican councilman had to fight and strip that out just to get it passed. But in their means of incrementalism, if I'm saying that right, okay, all everything's right. Incremental. So here we are a few years later. So they're going to come back and now say that, I don't have it in front of me, but it was either six months or a year in jail, or up to like a $1,500 or a $2,500 fine. That's for correct. Such a penalty. We would literally be fined or put in jail, okay, for just speaking the Bible, which is what I think I'm going to take with me, my Bible, and just hold them accountable tonight during my 1 minute and tell them that's the truth book, as you say, and as you mentioned, George Orwell says that those that hate the truth hate those that speak it, and so we're not deceived, and we know that what they want to criminalize is the words of that book, that my Bible.
Right. Raymond, idea? You touched on it, triggered my thought. What would be a good idea is have about two or three dozen Christian conservatives take their Bible, and some of them read from Genesis chapter 19 and read verses 1 through 26, what is taking place in Sodom and Gomorrah, what God did. Read from Leviticus 18, what God says about man lying with man. Read from 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 and 10, where it says that homosexuals are going to go to hell. And then read from Romans chapter 1, verse 24 through 32, and outline God gave them over to a reprobate mind, and then in verse 30 and 31, read what God says about the reprobate mind, the qualifications, quantification, and what God describes the reprobate mind as, and that describes the Sodomite agenda that is before us. Raymond?
I agree.
You touched on that, and what they have done, the city council, they weren't satisfied, Jimmy Peluso and the others, were not satisfied with having the HRO that they have now in place. They want to have teeth. They want to have teeth to it, so that every aspect of our life and living under our Bill of Rights, our religious liberties and freedom of speech, they wanted to control that in every avenue. So what they've done, they're trying to implant in every one of the city ordinances, not literally, but most of the city ordinances, the sign ordinance, the sound ordinance, every one of the ordinances, they wanted to implant in it something that would put teeth in it. For example, you touched on it with the ordinance, sound ordinance. They don't say that a Christian cannot preach from a bullhorn or a megaphone out on the in the open, but they say that if it reaches certain decibels, then over those decibels, you can be charged with the crime of the going against the sound ordinance. But that, generally speaking, Raymond, is not enforced in the city of Jacksonville. We have right here near our campus a school, and we'd have the football season. There's nothing that is enforced with the sound ordinance of the speaker blasting all over the entire Mandarin area. So don't tell me that it, the sound ordinance, if it is infracted, there's an infraction on it, but do be honest with the fact that if it's preaching or teaching or speaking from a Christian standpoint, that it's going to be enforced then, and we'll be charged with hate crime, with hate speech. But Raymond, what is disdainful for me is to see in the ordinance, and I'm looking at it nine pages, where they've got the whereas. They've got six whereases that's the preamble to this bill. And they talk about in 2020 to 2022, that the sheriff's office said there were 20 hate crimes. Tell me about the hate crimes. What were they? Were they prosecutable? Were they real hate crimes? Or were they just accusations of it? Secondly, it talks about one person that got a Nazi symbol on a piece of paper in a Jewish publication. It's a Jewish publication. If it's a publication, somebody put that in there. That's their freedom of speech based on the First Amendment. Sure, it's nasty. Sure, it's bad. Sure, it's evil. But you can't prosecute it on that basis. So it's a straw man that they set up. Then you say, whereas a Clay County resident wrote a detailed diary intending to murder people, et cetera, et cetera. That's Clay County, not Duval County. What are we trying to do now? Institute regulations in Duval County that's going to protect all other counties? That's the mindset they try to set up. Whereas the federal and Florida governments have previously responded to hate crimes and criminal penalties, well, if we have state laws, if we have federal laws already in place that penalize what is called hate crime, why do we need another law in Duval County to layer it and layer it? It's because we have certain officials on the city council that wants to have it payback against any Christian that's organization, right, any religious person that has freedom of speech, that's going to speak the word of God, thus saith the word of God, wants to squelch that. And I'll say one other thing and then let you talk a minute. The thing that, Raymond, that most people are not aware of, when you pass legislation, on the face of it, it says certain things. But then those quotes and statements must then be interpreted on the basis of how do we determine that this is infraction? How do we determine that this is, in fact, going against this ordinance? And so it's the bureaucrats, non-elected bureaucrats, sitting at the desk in the general counsel's office that says, this is what we're going to do, this is the way to be done, and then the sheriff is supposed to enforce that. And now, I happen to know that there's one city councilman that's gone to the general counsel's office and asked, what about churches? What about religious organizations? And the general counsel's office, listen, Raymond, carefully, the general counsel's office de facto said, oh, no, that won't interfere with the churches and religious organizations, whatever they preach, teach, or say. That is an absolute, if I can be blunt, plain, and crass, that's a bald-faced lie. That is not that's the case right at all. And they know that. And so I'm upset, very bothered, and passionate about the fact that we have this push now to squelch the voices of Christians and pastors and churches and religious organizations in our city. What say you?
So, well, you'd make me think of this exact point. It's very clear that they have written the bill to specifically, as hard as they can, they specifically wanted to shut up Christians and conservatives speaking against the sin of homosexuality in public because of how they tied the sound ordinance to this. And I'm not good at trying to legally explain all the legalese to that, so forgive me. But that's what it says. If you go read the bill, some of it's hard to understand, at least to me, but you get the gist of it. And so because of that, they specifically wanted to ensure that you could not go in public and publicly speak against the sins. For instance, when you have the Christians that go to, you know, we're in so-called Pride Month. So if you go on the street and you speak, go to the Pride Parade, there was a big giant Pride Parade in Fernandina Beach this past weekend, last Saturday. Okay, so they want to make sure that if you go there and you speak against that and you're out witnessing the gospel to all these homosexuals and lesbians and whatever, LGBTQ plus pedophiles and all this, that now you've committed a hate crime because you're there at their parade and you're amplifying your voice against them, and that had malice in hate. So you were now you're guilty. So let's haul you off to jail for a year and shut you up. This is just exactly what they're trying to do.
Absolutely. You know, I'm looking at an article, Raymond, the head of it. Heading says, Congressional Research Services, headline, Free Speech, When and Why Content-Based Laws Are Unconstitutional. I'm going to read just the first paragraph. Mm-hmm. The First Amendment's free speech clause prohibits the government from suppressing or requiring adherence to particular ideas or messages. The Supreme Court has recognized that laws restricting or compelling speech based on its content have the potential to expel certain ideas or viewpoints from public debate. The courts typically regard such content-based laws as unconstitutional. It's already been determined. And yet we have the so-called chief general counsel in the counsel's office, general counsel's office, made up of wannabe, how would you say, Alan Dershowitz's lawyers, and they wrote the bill based on instructions that were given by Jimmy Peluso and the others that are on the city council that's pushing it, and so they wrote it in that fashion. They can't stand up and say that it's not unconstitutional. On the face of it, the prima facie evidence of it being unconstitutional is wanting to control the free speech. That's the bottom line. It is an attempt to absolute legislate what I can say and what you can say and what Christians can say if they happen to disagree with it. I've said many times down through the years, I've seen signage, I've seen heard speeches that I'm adamantly opposed to, but it's because their free speech rights, I cannot intervene and say you're wrong. But they want to criminalize free speech is the bottom line. And yet, Raymond, the thing that gets me openly upset is the sodomite agenda with LGBTQ drag queen shows, et cetera, that's supposed to be okay. We're supposed to embrace that, celebrate that, turn our heads to the garbage. Here's a headline. Drag queen spreads his legs for children to see in the Pride Fest. A Chicago Gay Pride Festival turned into a full-blown debauchery as a drag queen leaped off the stage into a crowd of children and spread his legs, showing his private parts. And it goes on with a debauched article about what took place. Yes, I'm against it. Yes, I'm concerned about it. And I would encourage every listener to speak up, be heard, and be seen. Raymond, hold on. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go ahead with your question or comments, please.
Hey, brother, I was watching a game, a soccer game, the national team USA against other team. And I can't believe that they made them wear the homosexual sodomites colors on the shirt. I mean, since when these people is infiltrated in everything? What's going on with these people? I know, you know, they're not being controlled by God. The opposite is what they are controlled by. But they want to be in every place. I mean, what are they trying to do? I mean, and you see the number, the percentage nationwide is less than 4%. But the media and all these people make it sound as if they were the 96% of us normal people. I'm so sick and tired. I mean, what does it have to do with the sports? Put that stupid, I mean, it's not a stupid color because it was created by God. And they don't know what they're wearing. I mean, that's the rainbow which was created by God. But I'm so sick and tired of these people. They are in, they want to push it everywhere. And what are they proud of, brother? Do you know why they call it Pride Month? I don't know. What are they proud of? Mentally confused, sexually challenged, and yes, mentally there. That's what they're proud of. I mean,
Jose, you're exactly right, but it's not. Jose, you're exactly right, but it's not just the sports teams that are now doing that for Pride Month. Do you realize? Do our listeners understand that in the United States military, they're requiring a pride flag on the military uniforms for the month of June to recognize, to celebrate, and embrace the sodomite month? And because, and I don't have the article before me, but I just read it, because one military person refused to do so, they're now talking about removing him from the military because he refused to keep the pride flag on. In fact, he didn't take it off. He covered it as a result of covering it. Now, he's committed a crime because he doesn't want to show and recognize people to think that he is recognizing and embracing the sodomite month. So we're in
and
trouble.
That goes to show, brother, how oppressive and how narrow-minded they are. That's a lie that they say that they are open-minded, they are embrace everything. They embrace everything that is wicked, that is evil, that is vile. But everything that exalts life, the purity, the sanctity of life, or anything that is normal, they hated it. And we don't have, on Easter, we don't have the flag, the Christian flag in stadiums or sports. None of that. But these people is everywhere you go, they are there. And I'm like, what are they trying to prove? That's your lifestyle that you choose to live? Go at it. Do whatever you want. But why you need to push it on everybody's face? I'm sorry, bro. I'm so sick and tired of that. I mean, we had to pay for them, but they are so confused and so vile and so wicked that only God can save them. That's what the Bible
says. Jose, you're right. They're confused. But one of the things that's happened when a person stands in that position, when he pushes it and lives that lifestyle, God's word says that God has turned them over to a reprobate mind. That word turn over is the Greek word ballo, B-A-L-L-O, means to release them to a reprobate mind. And that reprobate mind is fully described in Romans chapter 1, verse 31 and 32, which is wicked, vile, and they know it is sin, but they embrace that sin. That's the reprobate mind. Jose, thanks so much for your call today. God bless you, brother. Keep looking up. Raymond, we got about a minute to wrap up, but I'm going to read just an excerpt here. This bill says, if the violation was committed with the primary purpose of expressing or attempting to promote, et cetera, et cetera. Now, notice now, it says the purpose, the primary purpose, so that will set up thought police to determine what was your purpose for doing that. You put that on the sign, what was your purpose? You preached that on the air, what was your purpose? My purpose is to present the truth of the gospel and let the world know that a sodomite's going to hell unless he repents. There's room for repentance, but when death comes, it is over, and eternity is that place called hell. Raymond, we've got about 35 seconds. Wrap us up with your thoughts and challenge to the listeners.
COJ.net or Jacksonville.com, I think. COJ.net's the website. Go to city council, email, call them. Come at either 3 p.m. today or 5 p.m. for the main meeting down at City Hall. At City Hall, 5 p.m., come and speak during public comment. When you walk in, you fill out your card. There'll be a table there, and you say that you want to speak during public comment. Come and speak out or call them, whatever you can do to oppose this bill.
Yes, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Raymond, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Graduations, weddings, and funerals are upon us, and so are some of the greatest missions opportunities this time of year.
True Commentary with Stu Epperson, author of the book, Last Words of Jesus.
Whether it's a mourning of a loss, celebration of life, celebration of your graduation,